Before we have a time for prayer, just a couple of updates. First off, we did hear the news that Betty Hagen died on Monday. We'll uplift that family as they're gathering and coming together to figure out details and planning for that memorial service in September. Also, some praises to report. Bob's here this morning. Bob, we're just so thankful you're here with us. And man, just last Sunday, it's kind of a, wow, we were kind of praying for you and just concerned about you, but left it in the Lord's hands, and now we're here. And he looks really good. We're thankful for, how you doing, Bob? You good today?
Yeah, wonderful.
Great. All right. Yes. That's like a minor detail, isn't it? Yeah, it's important. Brenda Taylor had successful surgery this week on her arm, and we're very thankful for that. I don't see Dick and Nancy here, but that was a great surgery, an answer to prayer this week. And so we want to uplift those Thanksgivings today. And then we got someone special has a birthday too, Donna DeWeese today. So we want to give thanks for Donna. We see you back there. Happy birthday, Donna. Yep. You betcha. We'll give thanks to God for your gift, for the gift of life, okay, for Donna. Let's rise and pray together. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ and for everyone in need. Paul writes that Christ gave to the church the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists. Strengthen them, Heavenly Father, to go where they are sent, to teach the truth in love, and to call all people to the gospel of your Son. Christ also gave the shepherds and teachers. Guide all pastors and lay leaders, Lord Jesus, to nurture your people, young and old, strong and weak, in faith and love. Christ gave these gifts so that we may each function as part of the body of Christ, as it builds itself up in love. Help us, O Holy Spirit, to use all our gifts to build one another up in love here and through our mission efforts around the world. God rescued his people from slavery in Egypt, destroying the forces of the nation of Egypt, and providing for the Israelites who were wandering in the desert. Raise up leaders in the governments of the nations, Lord, that freedom and justice abound within their borders and peace break out between neighboring peoples. Our Lord Jesus offered much more than physical food. He gave himself, the bread of life, to the disciples and all his followers in their need. Hear the prayers of all who call out to you, O Lord, in their distress from ills of body or soul, problems of house or home, employment and finances, dignity and food, and especially those near and dear to us, whom we name in our hearts before you. Lord, we thank you for who you are, first off, a God that gives abundant treasure to his people. Whether that be in love or peace or joy, Lord, you never hold back from your children, but you offer it freely and in abundance. We thank you for that, Lord. And now we pray that out of that abundance, you would supply those that are in need. Today we give you thanks for the gift of life for Donna DeWeese. What a blessing she is. We thank you for the smile she gives to us and her presence in our congregation, Lord. Continue to walk beside her and give her smiles and joy in life. Lord, for answered prayer from just a week ago, there were concerns, there were question marks in the lives of quite a few people. And Lord, you have strongly answered for these individuals. We thank you for Bob being here today and for clarity on his treatment, for successful surgery for Brenda, for relief also for Lori, for relief for some of those firefighters, but we do pray for those that are still working, that you would strengthen them in the important tasks that they have. Lord, also for those that we named today on our prayer list, for Haley, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Janine, Kathy, Jerry and Joyce, Bob, Kai, Georgette, Tim and Raina, Andy, Janet, and Kayla, Angel, Angela, Terry Stouter, Bo Baker, Bob, Mark, Bev, Linda, Skip, Tom and Shannon, Steve. And then finally, Lord, we recognize what has happened this week in your taking of Betty to be home with you. We thank you that her seat is prepared. She's got a place next to Jesus in the heavenly realms. Lord, comfort this family as they gather and plan for a special time in the month ahead to celebrate her life and hold on to your promises. These and any other things you would have us ask of you, Heavenly Father, grant us for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.